Okay, thanks for staying on with us. This is Notepad, special episode on the Apple event. To recap, this is Apple's largest event for this year. The iPhone launches are always an event that we always want to anticipate and see where they're going or heading towards for the next fiscal year. We've discussed at length in terms of the iPhone launches. Now we need to talk about a new product altogether, which is the Apple Watch Ultra. Now the Apple Watch, before we jump into the Apple Watch Ultra, let's talk about the two products that we are familiar with, of course. The Apple Watch Series 8, which is a refresh version of the Series 7. It comes with all the other features that we normally think about for the Apple Watch. But one additional feature that is extremely crucial is the women's health feature. The women's health takes a temperature every 5 seconds, and this allows for greater ability for you to detect when a woman is ovulating and when you are going through your ovulation period. If you are family planning, this would be a good idea for you to keep track of. This is extremely useful. I know a lot of women that use this on a daily basis, on a monthly basis. They want to keep track of their cycle, observe any abnormality in the menstruation cycle, and many more. So that is an extremely key feature when it comes to Series 8. Other than that, I don't see any other changes when it comes to, or any other improvements when it comes to the Series 7 versus Series 8. Now, having said that, a lot of people might still opt for the latest Series 8 model because it's still the refreshed version of the latest iPhone, Apple Watch that you can get your hands on in the market right now. Okay, next is Apple's strategy on trying to get everybody to use the Apple Watch, which is also quite important. Then think about it. When you bring a low-end product to the market, you want to make sure that it has some of the features that your top-line model has, but at the same time, you are enabling the penetration of the market to be accessed at the best possible or most affordable price point that the market can actually palate or swallow. In this sense, Apple has done that. The previous SE models came at about $279 or $249. Right now it's about $229, which is extremely competitive and allows for non-Apple Watch users to start buying the Apple Watch SE for the first time. This is very important because Apple is big on fitness and Apple is introducing the Fitness Plus function for everybody who doesn't even have an Apple Watch, right? That was the announcement that was made this year. So it also means that Apple wants people to use the Fitness Plus service, get them on Apple One maybe, subscriptions to the service, and most importantly, get the hardware out of the way, which is the iPhone, the Apple Watch SE. Now, I'm pretty sure they're going to get new users to actually adopt the Apple Watch for the first time with this lower price point for the Apple Watch SE. Also, because of the ability for them to appeal to the 50% of the women market out there with better women healthcare tracking, that's going to be able to get at least 50% of the population to try out and buy the Apple Watch for the first time ever in their life, right? So those are the two classes for the Apple Watch that we know for a bit, and we've seen how Apple is understanding that market slightly when it comes to trying to get more deeper in terms of the market penetration. One market that is new for Apple to penetrate, which is extremely exciting for me to talk about, is the Apple Watch Ultra. Largely because when they made the announcement, Apple was saying out loud that they want two segments that they're targeting for the Apple Watch Ultra users. The first is the ultra marathon runners, people who go the extra distance, right? They run across the Sahara Desert, or they go for endurance training, Ironman kind of thing. That is one segment that they want to target. Second is the scuba divers, either recreational scuba divers or competitive scuba divers. It's rated to be able to withstand up to 40 meters or 130 feet. It is a dive computer. It has 2000 nit brightness as well as the night mode where it's easy on the eyes. It works both underwater as well as above seawater. It has tracking device to see the elevation depthness of you diving versus the pathway of you choosing which dive paths that you take. It has a GPS-oriented system and enables you to track the in point of you diving in, the out point of you diving out. All this is fantastic, right, for a diver. People like me, for instance, who dive or scuba dive recreationally, I want to have this kind of watch, right? But for extreme marathon runners, also the same kind of features there. If you're an extreme marathon runner or an endurance runner, you're going to be able to see some of the features there as well. And you know, I can go on and on in terms of the features, but generally speaking, it is targeting towards the athletes or athletic people there. Now, one thing for certain is this. This is a new target segment that is aimed at trying to get out of the Garmin users and all the other athletic sports users to adopt the Apple Watch for the first time for this purpose. They might already have an Apple Watch for day-to-day kind of activity, but not for, say, for instance, a dive computer. Can they actually attract folks out of this ecosystem and into the Apple Watch ecosystem? My argument is that yes, they can. Why? Because the price point of the Apple Watch Ultra is actually quite competitive at $799. At $800, you're going to be able to see people making that very hard decision, go with something very established like Garmin, or go with something that's extremely more functional and much more compatible to the ecosystem that they already have, which is the Apple Watch Ultra. Because of these two decision-making price points, it does create an incentive for people to buy the Apple Watch instead of trying to go on with the Garmin watches or the other dive computers that they might have already. The switch might not be as fast as you would normally see, but this is a good step in terms of them trying to attract these kind of consumers for the first time ever. Perhaps next year we're going to see the Apple Watch Ultra second generation or something like that. That would be more better designed, longer battery life, all that other stuff. But for now, that might be able to deepen the market share that they're trying to get. For now, this is a good area to attack for getting new customers to adopt the Apple Watch ecosystem. Okay, one more short break. When we come back, we'll discuss about the AirPods Pro. Okay, thanks for staying on with us. All right, just a quick one. The AirPods Pro second generation, very good. Nothing to shout about. This is a refreshed version. We're looking at the ability for them to deepen the users for the AirPods Pro even further. It's also quite important for us to continuously update the existing lineup that they have. If anything that I want to shout about is that they have this extra small tip that they might be appealing for children as well as other Asian demography. That's all there is to it when it comes to the AirPods Pro announcement. I don't think that I want to deep dive even further there. So the iPhone 14, to recap, the iPhone 14 announcement is actually quite good, but I'm not seeing anything major or anything massive improvement other than the 48 megapixel, the A16 bionic chip, and the dynamic island. The iPhone 14 base models are pretty much a refresh and a slight improvement to the iPhone 13 base models. The iPhone launches are not necessarily big in that sense. The Apple Watch, however, both the Series 8 as well as the Ultra and the SE, very good movement for Apple in trying to get new market share and deepen the market share they already have. And the AirPods Pro is, of course, a very timely update for those that want the best out of the AirPods. That's it for this special episode on Notepad. If you've missed any part of this conversation, just head on to astrawani.com, look for Notepad there. You can also look for Apple. There's plenty of items like this that can be found on our social sites. Until then, thanks very much for watching and goodbye.